Goedenavond, van Braaf. I think Rabbi Margaret and Teddy, the middle mate of Behema. So I'll just read over the question. I think he started it. You can let me know how, what he's done already. Well, you know which rashes he's done? He's done all of them, or? Okay, so we'll just quickly go back to the question before we get to the answer. So it's two lines, five lines down. Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Vare Meister Behema. The Lekko Lechatzon. Lechera, a Meister Behema. You can't be Makdish half of the tenth animal. You have to be Makdish the whole of the tenth animal. And still, the Lekko Bezachar Zeh, and you could only have one tenth animal. After you make one the tenth animal, you can't make the next one the tenth animal. It won't be Chal. Even if you called, if you first called the tenth the tenth, and then you call the eleventh the tenth, it will not be kaddish. But Amarava Yotzu Shnayim Basir. But let's say two of them come out at the exact same time. Let's assume, let's say Efshar Latzam same, that it's possible that two could come out at the exact same time. The Karan Asiri, and you call both of them ten, and that's an impossibility. Only one of them could be number ten. You can't possibly have two number tens. One will be ten. The next will have to be 11, and then the next one will be 12. And what's the halacha? Asir v'chada osa muravim zeh b'zeh. The 10th one is kaddish. The 11th one is a shlamim, but it's not a ma'aseh behemah because it's not the 10th. But and now you don't know which one is the 10th and which one is the 11th, so they're mixed up. So the shaila is, how could you say that one of them is chal? L'chara, the halacha should be that whatever you can't do b'zeh achar zeh, then you can't do it simultaneously. Then therefore, neither of them should be chal. Emphat the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's question. Do you remember to read all the Rashi's?
Let's say not.
Okay, fine. So maybe we'll go over them. Emphat the Gemara. Shani Meister Behema, the Ise Betois. Meister Behema is a different type of chalois, and it's not the same type of stira as, let's say, Kedushin. Because by Meister Behema, if you by mistake, if you make a mistake, and you call a bunch of them number 10, it's possible to be Chal. Why? We learned in Becharis, Daf Samach, that it says that Nan, Kara Latashi Asiri, let's say I miscounted, after 8 should come 9, but by mistake, instead of calling number 9, I instead call the 9th one the 10th one. So now I'm like sort of being makdish, because I'm saying it's the 10th one, but it's really the 9th one. Then Asiri Tashi, and then I made a second mistake, and the one which was truly the 10th one, instead of calling it the 10th one, instead I called it the 9th one. Ula Chad Asar. And then a third mistake, the 11th one, which the one that was really the 11th one, I by mistake called it the Asiri, because, you know, I just counted 9. So what comes after 9 in my head, I thought, was 10. But really, it was number 11. What's the halacha? Shlashta mekudashin. All three of them have kedusha. So we see that it's not a stira. It's not impossible that for the 9th one to be kaddish, and the 10th one to be kaddish, and the 11th one to be kaddish. So even though it's true that you could only have one 10th one, technically speaking, you could only have one of them be kaddish, but it's not a stira for the 11th one to have kedusha, and the 9th one to have kedusha, and the 10th one to have kedusha. So therefore, it's not like by kedushin. By kedushin, if one sister is mekudish, then it's impossible for the other sister to be mekudish. Mashenkin over here, it's possible to have kedusha on all three, and it's possible that the 10th one, even without calling the 10th one, it could still have a kedusha, and therefore we don't have this rule of rabba of kol shenem b'zecher zeh, few b'as achas ene. Yeah?
Any difference the rest of the rabbanon, or are they all at the same level?
So all these are going to be drushes minatera. But there's a difference that only the one which is truly the 10th one is the only one that's meiser. The other two have kedusha, but they can't be meiser. Meiser means the 10th. They can't be the 10th. The 9th is not the 10th. The 11th is not the 10th. They only have kedusha shlamim. They do not have kedusha. In this case, you do. It was a mistake, but anyone looking knows the 9th was the 9th. In our case, however, that the two came out simultaneously, we don't know, because either we couldn't tell which came first, or let's go with the assumption that it's Efshel Latzam same, but they truly came out at the same time, so it's impossible. No one could possibly know which was the 10th, and in that case, it just they're mixed together. And
even without it, the way that I've always understood mechanically, they go to an open 10, which is why you have to strike them with red paint.
Right.
Because otherwise, they just mix in. So now you've got three, all of which in some aspect of what we call the 10th, which are mixing in with everything else.
No. So in this case, you know which is the 9th, 10th, and 11th. In this case, there's no suffix. You now go back and you recalculate. You're like, wait a second, that's 11, not 10. You could, and then you could realize which one.
Mechanically.
Right.
Because the way it
works. Okay. So this was the case that I guess that you did know. But yeah, if you wouldn't know, then there would be more, and then you have an added complexity. But the case of the Mishnah that you do know.
We're looking for Kedushas Meister, not Kedushas Shlomim.
Right, correct. But we're saying that it's not a Sphira. Okay, so we'll see Rashi, but yeah, we're going to get both of the Kedushas. We're going to get both the Kedushas Meister and Kedushas Shlomim. We're saying it's not a Sphira. Again, only one could be 10. So only one of them could be actually Meister, but it's not a stira to call them both. By two sisters, it's a stira. The Kedushin cannot be Chal. Over here, even though I call the 10th one the 9th one, the Kedusha is still Chal on it, right? So it's not my calling it the 10th one that's making the Kedusha, it's being the 10th one. And the fact that I called the 11th the 10th one, and the fact that I called the 9th the 10th one, that did not disturb the Kedusha in any way. But Rashi is going to explain it a little clearer. So we're going to do all these rashes again. I don't know which ones Rabbi Margaretin did.
Is this a fair comparison, Mice Behemoth to the Kedushin? And we know the answer ahead of time, what's going to happen with Mice Behemoth if he miscounts them. I don't see what the comparison is.
You hear more than Gemara's original question?
How do we
compare the two?
How do we think that we're going to have a mean of answering by saying, well, Mice Behemoth might...
Right, so because by Meister Behemoth we figured, you, normally if you did everything right, if you called 10 number 10, and you called 11 number 11, but you said, but I want it to be Kaddish, you cannot do that.
It didn't happen simultaneously. No,
the case of the Gemara's question, it did happen simultaneously.
Yeah, for the Kedushin.
But by Meister Behemoth also, it happened simultaneously.
Yeah,
the two... number 10 and number 11 went out simultaneously.
Three of them went out at the same time.
Just two of them in the Gemara's question. That's in the Gemara's answer. We switched the case of three. But in the Gemara's question, we'll see in Rashi, it's only two of them went out, number 10 and number 11.
We learned from the Torah that you can do that, that it happens, and the situation is they're both caught.
So let's see the Rashi just to get the case clearer. But the Gemara's question will be clear. The Lekha Lechatzan. When you're counting number 9, you can't bring out number 10 and 11. This is not like Meister. You could say half of the chita is Meister. You can't say half of the animal will be brought as a carbon Meister.
By grain, we can't do that. By grain, you
right? By grain, you are able to do half of the wheat. It's not being nikrav as a carbon, but an animal is being nikrav as a carbon. And it's not one after the other. After you call the 10th one, if you got it correct and you did not make a mistake and you call number 10, number 10, and then even if you now made a mistake on the 11th one and called it number 10, ain't a kaddish. Still, it won't have any kedusha. The only time that the 11th one will have kedusha, if you call it the 10th one, is only if you made a mistake on the 10th one and called it the 9th one. But once you call the 10th one the 10th one, then the 11th one won't have any kedusha, even if you call it number 10. But let's say the 10th and the 11th went out simultaneously. One of these two is Meiser Gamer, and the other is Shlomim. But there's no way to know, since they went out at the exact same time, how should I know which one is number 10 and which is number 11? Okay, so what should I do?
He had to count out loud, right?
Yeah, and I counted both, and two went out at the exact same time, and I counted out loud, and on both of them, number 10.
He said
10-10? Yeah, or even if he just said 1-10, but he was going on both of them. And then he put the paint on both, right?
He struck paint on both of them.
Yeah, he made a mistake, and by mistake, two went out at the same time.
Did he have to strike the paint simultaneously also?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no real halacha. The paint is just a way of recognizing. Right. There's no, like, halachic significance in it.
But the paint dripped on both.
Yeah.
What it's saying is that that there is an absolute tenth, as Rabbi Carr said. It's just a simile. You could tie a ribbon in their hair or something like that. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
I'm saying the logistically how it happened.
Right.
He dropped the tenth thing, and neither of them got anything.
So he said 10 one time.
Yeah, he said, and he was going on both of them, right. So now, they're mixed up. So what should you do? So the first one is a meiser. Vasheni is shem shlamim. And the second one is a shlamim alav. Kedin achad asar shakar asiri. Just like we learned in the answer, in the other case. Right? Again, there's two different cases. One case is they both went on simultaneously. And the other one that the guy's a little misconfused. And there are three different ones. So just like in the case that the guy lost count. And by mistake, I called the 11th one the 10th one. After I made another mistake, and I called number 10, number 9, we paskin in that next mission, that the 11th one and the 9th one is a shlomim. Come on, hainami shlomim. So too over here, the 11th one, whichever one that is a shlomim. Why? But this 11th one, even after I called the 9th one, it still has a name, number 10. But since number 10 I called number 9, so then number 11, when I called the 10, it also has the same number 10. So therefore it does get a Kedusha, unlike in the case where I called 10, so then when I called 11, then that means nothing. But when I called 10, number 9, so then number 11 that I called number 10 has some sort of Kedusha, not as a Meiser, but as a Shlamim. Okay, so now you have mixed together the Meiser and the Shlamim. There's no real way to tell which is which. So let them go ahead and graze until both of them get a mum, both number 10 and number 11. The Yavi Behemas Chulin, and then bring a third animal, a Chulin animal, the Yomer. Komokim Shehu Shlamim. Anywhere, one of these two is a shlamim. I don't know which one, but number 10 or number 11 is a shlamim. Ye mechul al behemazu. I'm going to be put to the kedusha of this shlamim, which has a mum, on this third animal, which is chulin. The yikravzu shlamim. And now this third animal will be nikrav as a true shlamim. Because now I know that this one's a shlamim vashnayim. And those two, number 10 and number 11, nechalim lebailim. I'm allowed to eat them. Why? Sheshneim suffik meiser. Both of them are maybe a meiser or maybe a shlamim that I was paid. And meiser behema necha b'muma lebailim. The halacha is you don't have to be paid meiser behema. By shlamim you have to be paid. So I paid it. And the other one, which was a meiser, the halacha is meiser behema. You don't have to be paid. Rather, the bailim are allowed to eat it as long as it has a mum. If it doesn't have a mum, you have to bring it on the mizbeach. But if it gets a mum, then the halacha is that the Bailim are allowed to eat it. So over here, in this case of number 10 and number 11, you can't do one number 10 and then number 11 also call number 10. We said that has no Kedusha. If you call the 10th one the 10th one, then the 11th one, even if I call it the 10th, it won't have any Kedusha. And yet, the Chikar'u ba'adadi, but yet when they both went out simultaneously, and I called both of them number 10, Chashav Chad Minayu Meiser, one of them, the Kedusha is Chal, Liftar Satisha, Sefek the Gemara, why is one of them Chal? But Rabbi's rule is Kol She'enai B'zecher Ze'afil Ba'zachas Enai, and neither of them should be Chal. And since neither of them should be Chal, then the other 9 I didn't patter yet, and then I'm going to have to go take out another number 10 and to be Kari Shein. So for the Gemara, no, there's a difference between Meiser Behema and Kedushin. Shani Meiser Behema the Isei B'tois. Number 10 has a shame meiser, even if I don't call it 10. The fact that it's number 10, that's what gives it Kedusha, even without my Kriya shame. Even if I call number 10 number 9, it still has Kedusha. So then therefore, it's not just Tully on me calling its name. Didnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Karla Tashi Asiri. You made three different mistakes. Number 9, I called number 10. Ula Asiri Tashi. And number 10, I called number 9. Ula Chad Asar Shaba Achav. And then number 11, which was after the real number 10, Shalzeh Kara Asiri. And then I called it again number 10. Shlashta Mekudasin. all three of them have kedushas, have kedusha as a carbon. V'seif ha-mishnah, then the end of the mishnah says, what is the actual halacha? So there's special drashas over there. The drasha is that tishii nechal b'mumay. The ninth one, you could eat it once it gets a mum, like we saw before. You let it get a mum, and then you're allowed to eat it. V'asiri mais. And the tenth one is actually a mais. And again, over here, you know which is number 9, and you know which is number 10, and which is 11. So number 10, which you know is number 10, even though I called it number 9, but since I now recognize my mistake, and I now recognize number 10 as number 10, so then therefore number 10 you should bring as a karban, as maiser behema. V'achadaser karev shlamim. And the 11th one, which you know is number 11 now, but you called it number 10, so then you should bring it as an actual shlamim. Don't let it get a mum or anything. Rather, actually bring it as a carbon shlamim. V'yaflamikroy. And it's a real drush. It's not just a din derabanan. It's a din deraisa. We have special drushes there. So Dr. Ashley, so what's the Gemara's answer? Hilkach. Ki heichli dechal shmoyala toiz. Just like we see calling number 10, that number 10 is chal, even if I call it the wrong thing, and number 11 is chal, also, so just like it's chal, even by a toys, chal nami kinofik achad aser ba'adeis, and therefore, even when it went out simultaneously, it's not a stira to call them both 10. It's possible that both could be chal. Now, they can't both be chal as meiser, because meiser only means number 10, but they both could have a kedusha, and it's not a stira. V'lo hifsid asiria shmoy b'kach, number 10 did not lose its name. That's unlike kedushin. Ava kedushin the less new betoys. By kedushin, if you by mistake makadish two sisters, it doesn't make a difference. Enos over here, the words are a little messed up. So therefore, enos b'zechazev v'chol makom she'enos bas achas. That you can't do one after the other. It's the opposite. It's enos b'bas achas. So since I can't do one after the other, even if I make a mistake, the second one is completely not chal, so then therefore I cannot do them simultaneously. Unlike by Meiser Behema, that by Meiser Behema, okay, technically only one could be number 10, but it's not a stira. It's possible for both of them to have a kedusha. They're not a stira. And since they're not a stira, so then therefore both kedushas could be chal, and one as Meiser, one as Shlamim.
What if the guy truly had nobody watching him, and he had no idea which one was 9, 10, and 11?
So then there'll be more.
What do they all become?
So then the one which is truly 10 became Meis. So the one which is truly 9 and 11 became Shalom. He didn't know. So now it's Ma'ariv, and you're going to have the same type of circumstances we had before, that you're going to have to let them get a mum, then be paid to the Shalomim. Onto a fourth animal of chulin, and then the others you could eat them. Yeah, because if it's meiser, if it's the meiser one, you could eat it with a mum. If it's the ninth one, anyway, you're supposed to eat it with a mum. And the 11th one, you already played though. I mean, you don't know which it was, but you said whichever one.
Bring a fourth animal. In the equation, and this is a shlamim.
Yeah, the 11th one is a shlamim.
Is one of them meiser?
Yeah. The 10th one. The one that was truly 10 was nice. It is, you don't know.
He didn't know. He never found out which one.
So he eats it.
But you're allowed to eat it either way. You could eat it if you're paida, and you could eat it if it's nice. He played the one of the three. He said he puts all three animals in front of him. He said whichever one of these is a shlamim, I'm being paida.
What's the fourth one to add by being a shlamim?
I'm being paid there, and the fourth one I'm actually bringing in the shaman. I'm transferring, because this one I don't know, but the fourth one I know. And the fourth one, obviously, don't mix up with the other ones, otherwise you're good.
They all have to have movement, because you don't know which one is which.
Right.
He's eating four animals.
Yeah. Okay. Well, three of them he's going to eat with the mum, and one of them he's going to actually bring on the mizbeach, and then, and all the halacha shaman.
Well, so where's the protocol case of zecher zeh? It doesn't work.
Like
kedushin? Besides kedushin, is there another place? Where did he say his klal? Where did he bring that klal?
I think there are many places throughout Shas that we will discuss it, but I think over here all we're discussing is the case of kedushin.
We're bringing kashas on Meister.
Right, we're bringing kashas on it from all over Shas. The rule applies to anything, but the only case that the Gemara actually said that there is a problem right now is going to be, and if you want the next case of Toyda, we're going to see is going to be a problem, but let's wait for there. So as of now, the only case we brought down was was kedushin. Frekt the Gemara, hare taida the leisa b'tayis. What about a carbon taida? The halacha is even if by mistake you shechted a carbon taida and you were makdish the 40. So by a carbon taida, you're supposed to be thinking Hashem. So when you want to thank Hashem, you don't just bring the carbon taida, the little animal. You also bring 40 loaves of bread. 40 loaves of bread is a tremendous amount. No one's really going to be able to eat it. I don't imagine. Even after the tainus. And then, therefore, you're going to have to go ahead and invite all your friends. Now, let's say you decide to go ahead and say, you know, 40 is not enough. I want to make a massive seudah. I want to do an 80. You can't do it. You can't be makdish 40 loaves of bread and then another 40 loaves of bread. I mean, you want to bring a second carbon, but on one carbon taida, you can only be makdish 40 loaves of bread. I think it's 30 chalas and 10 matzahs. You know, no, would that go with what? Or whichever way. But we'll come in.
10 yeast and
right.
The other 30 are
matzahs. Okay. But I'll call upon him. There's a max of 40. So if you're maxish on 40 and then on another 40, the halacha is the leisa b'tayis. I'm not able to do it by mistake. Like if I meant to do on these 40 loaves of bread, let's say the whole grain loaves of bread, you know, the black ones, and then I wanted on the white ones or whatever it was, any sort of tayis, the halacha is it will not be chal if you make a mistake. The leisa nami b'zachar zeh, and you can't do it on 40 and then afterward on another 40. And yet the itmar, and we learned in the base medrash, toida shenishchata al shmeinim chalas. Let's say you did simultaneously, you shechted one carbon on 80 loaves of bread. What's the halacha? Chizki amar kachila arba mitoich shmeinim. 40 are chal, and 40 are not chal, and you don't know which ones, but I'll call upon him on 40, it will be chal. Rav Yechon amar loy kachila arba mitoich shmeinim. And Rav Yechon says it's not. So what's the machlokes between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan? The Gemara seems to assume that Chizkiya holds that even though you can't do it one after the other, you could simultaneously be chal on one of them. And Rav Yochanan holds like Rabbah's rule that if you can't do both of them, then neither will be chal. So the Gemara is asking on Rabbah that Chizkiya was Rav Yochanan's Rabbi, and so the Chari, you know, in general we follow the Rabbi, and Chizkiya seems to disagree with Rabbah and says that even though you can't do 40 and then 40, but if you do it simultaneously, then on one of the 40 it will be chal. So how does that stem with Rabbah? Let's see, Rashi.
What would you do twice after
done? This is going to be mixed together. Now what are you going to do? Okay,
right.
So let's take a look at Rashi. If Rashi doesn't deal with it, then I'll answer you. Darei teida lach me teida, de lesnu betois, shem shochat teida al arbam chalas. If you shechted a teida on 40 chalas, and it's chavin l'shchares, and I really wanted the black ones, whatever, I meant specific these 40. Nimsu levanis, and I got the wrong 40, I got the levanis instead of the shchares, the white ones, not the black ones, which whatever your cheshbon was. She'enen oisen shebedaita loikachu. If I did them on the wrong ones, it won't work. Didn't I? And we learned the Maseches Nazir, Hektish Tois, Bishamay, Oimrim, Hektish Bishamay, Takhold, that it will work. But we hold like Beit Hillel, Beit Hillel Oimrim, Einay Hektish. Beit Hillel says it doesn't work. So you don't give me the answer of Tois. And also, V'lesnu B'zechar Zeh, Shem Shechtal Arbam Chalas. If you shechted the carbon Toida on 40 Chalas, then he said you want to do another 40. V'chod V'amr Arbam Acheris. Now I'm going to do it on another 40. Yikdashu Gam Elu, Im Elu Loikad. So if I say that the second 40 should also be kosher with the first 40, the halacha of the second ones are not chal. Why? Shetoyda to an arbam chalas. On the carbon toyda, you have to bring 40 chalas. Kedam minam b'menachis. Oshchitas hazevach mikatshotzan kedushas haguf. And when you shech the carbon, it's mekadish a kedushas haguf on all 40 chalas. Kedam minam hasam carbonoi al zevach. The only way to be makdish these 40 loaves of bread is by shechting the carbon. The high carbon over there, when it says the word carbon, the carbon is not going on the animal, rather the word carbon is going over there on the 40 loaves. So then therefore, over there it's saying is that we're going to be makdish the 40 loaves of bread. How you makdish the 40 loaves of bread? Through shechting the karban. And the halacha is you could only do it on the first 40 and not the second 40. And yet if I say al shmoinim chalos simultaneously, hevi etzel azar shmoinim, I came to the Beis HaMikdash and I brought 80 loaves of bread. I wanted to make a giant karban taida. Chizkiah says, "Kadshu arba mitoich shmeinim v'yotzi yidei teidase v'hasam mefarish heichimus achlem." So Rashi over here doesn't explain. You have to wait for Menachos. But Rashi says 40 are kadosh and the other 40 are not. So basically, what are you going to do? 40 are kadosh, 40 are not. Now you have no way of knowing. So you're going to have to eat all 80 b'teiras kadosh. You know, when you learn Menachos, there's a Tosfos over there that explains a little more complicated Hilchos Taita. But practically speaking, you're going to have to treat only 40 are kadosh, but you're going to have to eat all 40. You're going to have to invite a lot of friends. You only want to invite 40 friends, now you're going to have to invite 80 friends. Or, you know.
I thought maybe wait till they get the
moon.
You know what I mean? Like,
no. Oh, no. And you're going to have to make sure that it doesn't come nicely. That's the opposite. The Toyota, we bedafka with normally you give 2 days, but on the Toyota, we only give you 1 day because we want you to invite more and more friends. Yeah, so the bread also. The bread also, you can't leave it over more than a day, because that was the point. Otherwise, 40 loaves. I could eat 40 loaves. Just give me 40 days. But the halacha, you only have 1 day.
Burn it.
Yeah. So practically speaking, you're going to have to eat all 80 and treat all 80 as if they're Toida. But in truth, you know, like the friend that you like, maybe he got the one that was Toida and the one that you... No, I mean, you have no way of knowing if you're actually eating Toida bread or you're just eating a good geshmack, a loaf of bread, but it's really chulin, but you have no way of knowing it. Where do you eat the carbon? Yeah, so wherever you eat the carbon, Toida, I think you have it in Yerushalayim.
Who eats the meat of it? Also the people?
The carbon Toida is like a carbon shlamim. It's one of the forms of a shlamim. So some goes to Mizbeach, some goes to the Kohen, right. and some, right? Shalom causes peace, because everyone gets... Yeah.
But not, no, by the Maisa, but by Mr. Maisa, doesn't. That's what Rebbe said last other day.
I thought the Shlom all goes to the owners.
No, he was talking about Maisa and
Behema.
Everything has parts which go.
Oh, you mean Maisa Behema, you're saying?
Yeah, they're the gifts of the Kohanim.
Yeah. Okay, so last Rashi, Loikachu. Kasalka daitach b'dirabba pligin. The Gemara's question, the Gemara thought the machloikis between Chizki and his Talmud Rav Yochanan is the machloikis if you hold like Rabba. The Omar kol sheinu b'zecher ze eina b'vas achas. Rabba's rule was whenever you can't do one after the other, the 40 and then the 40, you can't do them simultaneously. Umachshila made the Chizki. So the question is not from Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is very good. Rav Yochanan says over here it's not chal, just like Rabba says it's not chal. But the question is from Chizki. Shehayu Rabba shel Rav Yochanan. And Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. Kedemrinim be'erevin gabi sandal shenifska achas mitasi yosef. There's a sugi over there, a sandal that one of the straps broke off. And over there it mentioned that Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. So over here the Gemara is asking that Chizkiah on Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe seems to argue on Rabba, because Chizkiah says it's possible for one of them to be chal, one of the two, even though you don't know which one, but it's possible for one to be chal. And for the Gemara, no, you misunderstood the machloikis between Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan. Love it. Sorry, what time are we stopping?
20.
At 20. Okay, so let's try to quickly read the answer. Love it maralah amar of Zera, hakol moedim, kol hecha de amar kachi la arba mitoich shmanim kachi. Really, if I specify 40 of these 80, I want to be Makadish, and the other 40 I'm not being Makadish. Even though there are 80 here, I only want to be Makadish 40. Then lo yikdashu arbam, ela imkin kachi. Sorry, so in that case, kachi. Sorry, so in that case, if I say 40 out of 80, then 40 are Kadish and the other 40 are not. If I say lo yikdashu arbam, ela imkin kachi shmainim, if I say I don't want only 40 to be Kadish, I want all 80 or nothing, then obviously loikachi, because since I can't be mekadesh all 80, and I said I don't want only 40 to be chal, then none of them are going to be kaddish. Loi nechleku, what is the machloikis? Ela bistam. My sovereign lachrayas come achavan. Let's say I have 80 in front of me. I'm a kaddish then, but I didn't specify what my kavana was. My sovereign lachrayas come achavan. I just meant I want to be makdish 40, and the other 40 are just a backup in case something goes wrong of these 40. But I never meant to be makdish all 80. I know a Toyda only has 40. Oh, my sovereign lachrayas God will come achavan. One says, no, I meant to be makdish all 80, and halacha is like rabbi. If you're machavan to do all 80. And therefore nothing will be chal. So it comes out that everyone really holds of rabbis, you say, and really it's impossible to do it simultaneously. And the machlekes is just what your kavana was.
You can or you cannot do all 80.
What? You can. Everyone agrees to rabbi that you can't do all 80, because since you can't do one after the other, you can't do it simultaneously. You can only do 40. And the question just is, if you have 80 in front of you and you don't specify, then the question is, what was your kavana? Okay.
Star 9, please.
Star 9.